Howell, Independent Senate candidate Bill Barron, and Constitution Party candidate Sean McLaughlin debated Social Security reform, the nation's debt ceiling, a constitutional amendment requiring Congress to pass a budget, and trade. McLaughlin argued the U.S. can easily avoid outsourcing jobs caused by free trade policies.
Why not make it easier for us to create and make things here that increase the volume of business, of manufacturing, and how good our economy is and how many jobs we have here, instead of destroying that and sending them all overseas?
All took minor jabs at Hatch, who was represented by a name placard and an empty seat. Howell says he wanted to hear from Hatch himself and learn why the incumbent voted to extend tax breaks for companies that outsource.
And now he wants to make a move to really change America. And he's trying to ride on the coattails of Mitt Romney. I can tell you right now, Mitt Romney would want somebody who's been in the private sector, who understands what it means to create jobs, who understands the pains and challenges, than a Washington insider.
During the Republican Senate primary race, Hatch debated his opponent Dan Lilienquist only once. Utah Justice Party candidate Daniel Greary was also scheduled to attend but did not show. Whitney Evans, KUER News.